If you feel like doing a little bit of exercise this morning, you don't have to leave your car or the kitchen table. We're virtually gate crashing a mall walking group. Terry Begley is on the scene. Terry, you're all stretched, limbered up and ready to go?
Yes, Catherine. Just done our stretches ahead of a walk around at the shopping centre this morning. I'm with a group of people who do this. They get up early, at least three times a week, some of them, and they go for a big long walk around Carindale Shopping Centre. Now, this group has been together for more than 20 years, but I thought we'd catch up with them today and find out what keeps these people going. They never actually get anywhere. They just keep going around in circles, but that's not the point, is it? I've got Stephen, who's the coordinator of the walking group here. Stephen, just give us a bit of a history lesson on the walking group and how you got all these people together to exercise.
Well, I used to work for Bodyworks Gym up the road there. When they closed down, I inherited the group from them. And tours twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, and after a while they wanted three times a week, glutton for punishment. And then there's been Monday, Wednesdays and Fridays for about 20 years, 80 years or something like that, yeah.
So what's the concept behind a walking group?
Oh, just get together, a bit of a chat, walk around. They do a bit of shopping, and they like their coffee.
So the coffee is the reward at the end of the walk?
Yeah, the coffee's reward in the middle and at the end.
Okay. So how many people turn up at this hour of the morning and do laps with you?
It varies, but I average about 30 a session. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Monday's always the biggest one because I feel guilty from the weekend, and then they slow down to the Friday mode.
Right, so a bit of overindulgence on the weekend guarantees a very busy Monday walk. That's... So how far do you walk around this centre?
Oh, it's about 4Ks, 4-5Ks, around between there. The faster group, they go fast, and we got the not-so-fast ones, and then they just do a bit of shopping and talking out there, so yeah.
So it's okay, you can go at your own leisure.
They go their own leisure, yeah.
So tell me about some of the people who've been part of the walking group for more than 20 years. Who are these people?
There's quite a few, but we've got Norma over here that's been a founding member. Yeah, she's 91 years old.
Actually, I want to just have a quick talk with Norma before we head off. Yeah. The rest of the group is ready. Norma, a lot of love here in the group for you. When did you start in the walking group here?
Oh, let me think. Before 20 years, this has been going with Steve, but I was longer than that, really.
So why did you join up, and what have you gotten out of it over the last 20 years?
Oh, meeting friends and coffee, as Stephen says, and the social and getting out of the house and keeping me going, I think.
I tell you what, you're 91 years old.
Yes, that's
and
right.
You don't look 91. Do you think much of that is attributed to the walking group here?
Oh, yes, I think so. And my genes, I think, too.
And your jeans. Okay. And so you come here three times a week?
I do that, yes. With all the ladies, yes.
What do you talk about as you walk? Because I'm pretty sure it's not a quiet group.
No. Everything.
Everything, yes.
Okay. So there's no holds barred. There's politics in there, probably. Talk some politics as well.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Religion.
Religion?
Yeah. Oh, yes. A bit of everything.
TV, movies.
Okay. So I guess you really get to know people in this group.
Yes, that's right. They keep me going. They're very friendly to me. They're very good to me.
That's Norma. She's 91 years old. She's part of the walking group here at Carindale. We've got a whole swag of people just waiting to get walking. Probably should let you guys go. Do you want to start walking? Yes, they're all warmed up. Stephen, how do we do this? What do you say? Just on your mark, get set, go?
Let's go. That's it. Okay, off we go.
And we'll stay with this group for a minute or so more. So off we go.
Remember,
less talking, more walking.
Oh, these are some of the commands you yell at the group.
Yeah, they take no notice of me, though.
Stragglers. You said there's a bit of shopping that goes. The shopping centre's still closed, though. How do people buy things?
They window shop.
They clock them for later,
They clock them for later, yeah, they do, yeah. They're my addresses, they look at things out there, so yeah.
So, Stephen, what do you think people get out of a group like this?
Oh, comradeship, friendships. Some people have developed friendships that last for years, you know, and some people have lost a spouse or a loved one, and then they come here and meet new friends, and that's it. Yeah, more like a social thing.
So the exercise is just a side benefit, really. It's all about connecting people?
It is. Yes, it is. Yes.
Have you had people forge strong friendships out of this?
Oh, yeah, nearly all of them have here. A couple of walkers up front, you know, they develop friendships that they've done things, they've met people they never would have met before, and that there. Yeah, so yeah.
Now, just one more observation I've made. There's only one other bloke here. Why is that?
Of course, we're chick magnets, that's why.
I hope that your wife didn't hear that. Would you like more men to join the walking group?
Oh, yeah, we have got men here, but they only... we've got about four or five men, but a couple of them come to make it twice a week, Mondays and Fridays. But there are a couple turn up. There are a couple of married couples turn up as well. So, yeah, there are blokes here, yeah.
All right, finally, Stephen... Geez, the pace is picking up a bit, so I'm finding I'm a little bit puffed. I can't keep up with Norma. I think she's somewhere up the front there. Yeah. If people were thinking about, trying to get out of the house, do a bit of exercise, and in comfort, because it's an air-conditioned shopping centre,
you've got
free rein here, what would you say to them? How would they go about getting involved in something like this?
Oh, I suppose just pick up the phone and look around or something. I don't know. I can't really answer that question. I never thought of it, to tell you the truth.
You're always open, though, to more people coming and joining you?
Of course we are, yeah. Yes, we are, yeah.
All you need is a happy attitude and some shoes, right?
Oh, yes, that's right. Got to have the good attitude, though.
All right, Stephen, I'm going to let you go. The group's moving off around the shopping centre now, Catherine. I can't keep up with them. They've had more practice at this than I have. But that is the walking group at Carindale Shopping Centre. They've been doing it for more than 20 years and really forged some strong bonds of friendship over that time.